Welcome to Brother to Brother, an encouraging message to guys on life, love, and leadership founded in biblical truths. I am your host, Tim Kaditz, pastor, friend, and oldest of five brothers. My brothers, one of the challenges I've been facing with our stay-at-home orders is staying fit and healthy. After my heart attack 1 year ago, I've been working very diligently at eating better and daily exercise at my health club. It's been very beneficial to me how I feel physically, my energy level, and how I even feel about myself. But now, I haven't been able to go to the club for the past 5 weeks, and boy, I sure can feel it. I know I need to develop a new routine at home, but I've just had a hard time feeling motivated to do so. So today's devotional is about our health and wellness. When it comes to our health and wellness, do we consider it a spiritual discipline? We certainly think of devotions, prayer, fasting, Bible study, and such, but generally with our nutrition and care of our physical and emotional health, we place that in our own hands by going on diets, joining a gym, buying a workout DVD, and making up resolutions. What if we moved our nutrition and general health practices into the spiritual disciplines category? Would that possibly make a difference? Does God have anything to say about our nutrition, health, and well-being in His Word? In the Old Testament, God gave the Israelites instruction in what to eat, how to eat, and wash it, instructions in hygiene and cleanliness. The Proverbs provide wisdom in being active, such as work, and not being a sluggard. God clearly cares about our health and wellness from provision, guidance, instruction, and healing. Yet, we generally disregard God's instruction by either lack of knowledge, thinking the ancient text is irrelevant to us today, or even rejecting it. Then we wonder why we don't feel that great, clothes don't fit, our general health and wellness suffers, with a weakened immune system, and we become more vulnerable to serious health problems. We understand our commitment to follow through with spiritual disciplines increases knowledge, strengthens our faith, and draws us closer in our walk with God. Obedience is the key. Obedience is the spiritual issue that applies to health and wellness as well. We still follow the Old Testament directive given to the Israelites 3,500 years ago. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 13, it states, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." Included in those ancient commands and decrees were numerous guidelines regarding nutrition, cleanliness, water, and rest. In the New Testament, we find guidance toward emotional health in dealing with anger, resentment, worry, discouragement, persecution, anxiety, and fear. Is it possible if we know and apply the health and wellness principles given to us, revealed in God's Word, that we could live healthier, happier, and longer lives? Well, I think so. And in this area of obedience, the final phrase in the above scripture is key: for your own good. If we are obedient to what God has already shared with us, we will be the direct beneficiaries of our actions. This issue is more than being on a temporary diet plan, losing 20 pounds, exercising, or even reversing negative health trends. It is a spiritual issue of obedience to make lifelong lifestyle changes, to know and follow through with what God has already outlined for us. It is, after all, for our own good. John said in 3 John chapter 1, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul." Be well, stay fit, stay healthy, and be blessed, my friends.